All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Bad. I'm sorry gifts. Like, you had good intentions.
Or funny.
Yeah, or like funny ones. Like, so it's funny because Pebbles has a couple of stories regarding
this. I do. What happened this week?
Explains a lot.
My niece, who's 18, she lives with me. And we, you know, had an incident this week and she wanted to apologize. So I didn't talk to her all day because I was just pissed. So she comes in the house and she has a bag with her and she hands it to me. She goes, "Here, this is for you." And I was like, okay. I take it out. It's a children's Black Panther electric toothbrush.
Oh, look at that.
Which I loved. Yes. It made me laugh. You know when you're mad, but it makes you laugh.
That was you know what? She probably broke and she's like, how can I make her laugh? This is about as good as I'm gonna do.
She's like, what is the first Black Panther thing I can find?
Yeah, I know she saw a Black toothbrush. Panther like 90 times in the movie theater.
I love it.
Here's a toothbrush. They don't have the adults version, but the children version will make her laugh even more. So here you go.
And did it work?
I mean, we talked. Yes.
Okay.
We're good.
Right,
we're definitely good.
Yeah. Broke the ice.
Like
terrible
gift.
There was a thought behind that terrible gift.
And then this one just makes no sense. So there was one point where I had a boyfriend and long, long ago, world far away.
Wow.
We were still
four
together.
4 and 7 years ago.
Right. We were together. He cheated.
Uh-huh.
His way to apologize, he showed up with a pair of sneakers. I was like,
whoa.
What? Wait. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
What kind of sneakers were they?
I'm not a sneakerhead, so it wasn't anything like, you know, an expensive pair. It was just like
sneakers.
And don't you know you're not supposed to give people any kind of shoes as gifts, like a partner, because then they'll walk out of your life.
Oh, really?
So it's symbolic. You've never heard that?
I've never heard that. Mm-hmm. So,
we stayed together for a while, and then, you know, it was like, it was over. But.
So when he gave you the sneakers, what was your reaction?
Like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Did he just say here, or was it a big,
it wasn't a big thing. And it wasn't like, I cheated, so here's this. It was just kind of like showing up with a gift.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
That's a panic gift right there.
That is such a panic gift.
What am I going to get? He was buying sneakers for himself. I just get her a pair in my size in case she doesn't want them.
Right, exactly.
All right, so there you go. There's a couple of examples of bad I'm sorry gifts.
Yes.
That Pebbles received.
It's on our page, too, if anybody wants to you know, comment on our Get Up Crew Facebook page.
I'm sure if she thinks more, she'll come up with a couple more. So what do you got? 833-973-0969. Bad, I'm sorry. Yes. Get Up Crew. Talk to Ronald because his bad apology involves
you.
Oh, me.
This is a good one.
Enlighten me. What happened, Ronald?
I actually was trying to apologize to my ex for something completely different, and so I actually met you when you guys were doing those videos where where we meet you guys and you do like the little shout out.
Yep.
So I got a video from you in, I think it was Somerville, and I posted it on my social media, and then some girl, I got drunk the night before, a couple nights before that. I made out with somebody. And so somebody posted on the video saying, I thought you were single. Because, yeah.
Because of what you did last night?
Pretty much.
So, okay, so that's good. So it didn't have to do with me. It's because you messed up.
Well, I messed up, yeah, but it was, yeah. But
if it wasn't for your video, shout out Romero, it would never have happened. So you kind of did have something to do with it.
Yeah, but he asked me. Technically, I don't even remember this story. But I believe it.
Something
him.
You would do. It,
yeah, I'm surprised that I didn't make a joke out of it. Like, was I serious in the video, or did I like reference you cheating on her and stuff?
No, you didn't. You made a joke of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do.
The apology had nothing to do with cheating. It was about something else.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't help. I mean, I tried my best.
Do you want to do another one for him? Or maybe it's too late.
Ronald is sorry for any cheating he's done in the past or any cheating he's doing right now. Or any cheating he might do in the future to any girls or guys or anybody that he's dating. Record that, Ronald. Send that one out. I'm sure it'll help you out. All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.